My dear friend Lisa, been a big fan of you for a while. I know you've done this with me years ago, so I'm grateful that you are here with me again, and we are out here doing great stuff together. I thank you for being on Prelusum.
Thank you, Andrew. So happy to be speaking with you again after all these years.
Absolutely. Well, first question for you is, Lisa, what is your business?
My business is Platinum HR Consulting Group. This was established about 6 years ago, and we provide human resources, strategy, support, and solutions to businesses, typically ranging in size from 15 to 300 employees.
What compelled you to start your own business, or specifically to start Platinum HR?
Well, I had been in the field of human resources for over 20 years when I started this business. I was working for really large corporations and kind of climbing the corporate ladder, and it just wasn't everything that I thought it would be. And I really missed working with the small businesses. And I missed the dynamics and the challenges that are there in the small businesses as opposed to working in a really large corporation. And then in addition, I saw that there was a gap in this area. So small businesses need HR support for all the same reasons a large business does. They just don't need a full HR department. They typically don't even need one full-time staff member in HR. They definitely need some HR support, and they need the expertise and the strategy in order to grow the business. So I saw that there was that gap right there for small businesses. How are they going to grow and be profitable and attract and retain and engage employees if they're not utilizing any HR support or resources, or they don't know that it exists, or they can't find it?
Which is super important. Really filling that gap that you saw is so crucial, and it's so needed for these small businesses. And it leads me to my next question, Lisa, is really like, how would you say you're leading the way with the work that you're doing?
Our solutions with this company are based on years of working with employers from a few employees up to 300. And in all industries, we have customized our offerings, like our HR advisory program, based on years of learning what small businesses need to succeed, to grow, to be profitable, and then attract and retain top talent. So we've really customized our solutions to fit kind of that niche. So for anything that's probably 300 employees or less, and possibly wouldn't be a fit for 500, 600, 700 employees. It's very customized to the small business world.
Who would you say your ideal clients are, or who are you typically working with currently?
Typically, we are working with, again, anywhere from like 15 to 300 employees. An ideal employer is one looking for HR best practices and legal compliance. Our clients typically have no internal HR support, and will be working with maybe directly with a business owner, operations director, CFO, accountant, you name it, we've worked with it. They don't have to have any HR background at all when we work with them. We are guiding them through everything and consulting with them. The other part of the business we do is we're working with the larger employers that have an HR department. Maybe one or two or three people, but they lack the experience or the expertise or the strategy piece to really move that business forward in terms of the HR function. So we really enjoy doing that type of work as well. We have worked with clients in all industries. We tend to have the largest concentration of clients in the health and medical related industries, and do enjoy working with them. They're great clients, but again, we really have served all industries.
What would you say the ideal conversation is you're looking to start with these prospective clients is?
When I start talking with a potential client, I'm trying to understand, and I ask them, what is your biggest pain point within human resources? And I typically get a really long list. It keeps them up at night. It stresses them out. They feel like they're going to get sued. So yeah, I'm asking, what's your biggest pain point? What keeps you up at night? Is it legal compliance? Is it, how to handle an employee who's underperforming or constantly calling out or showing up late? Like, what are you doing? And then they kind of talk about that with me. And then I ask them, well, what would it feel like if you could have someone else manage the HR burden so that you could focus on your core business? And I have found that is really what most clients that come to us are looking for. They have to move off the HR burden because it's stressful and it's taking up too much time, taking time away from the core focus of the business and running the business. So we will take on managing the HR piece. I mean, we partner with the company to manage, take over if they want every piece of human resources. Sometimes on a project, it's only a project basis. Sometimes it's ongoing basis for the full management of the HR function.
And last one for us here, Lisa, who would you say are your ideal referral partners and collaborators? Who are the ones that can lead you to those ideal clients?
Well, yeah, there's quite a few. So I would say, employment attorneys, benefits brokers, general insurance brokers, payroll companies, CPAs, accountants, and bookkeepers.